Tax Freedom Day. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yes, it's Tax Freedom Day. Leading the celebration, President of the Tax Foundation, Scott Hodge.
This year, governments will collect more in taxes from American taxpayers than they will pay for their food, clothing, and shelter combined.
Combined. And I think we can all agree that is outrageous. But before you leave the nasty message on Nancy Pelosi's answering machine, remember that Tax Freedom Day includes state and local taxes. If you look at just the federal income tax, it's a very different story. Here's the other figure that the Tax Foundation released this week, that about 47% of American families will pay no federal income taxes at all for 2009. They will still pay Social Security and Medicare, but for them, Federal Tax Freedom Day was back in January. If you're married and making less than $50,000, your income tax is zero. Whereas a family making 10 times that much, $500,000, with no kids at home, paying the alternative minimum tax, those poor folks don't get to Tax Freedom Day for another 10 days or so. They are still working for the government. And once they're paid up, they will have to limp along for the rest of the year on only $350,000. So, if you're outraged over the unfairness of it all, if you want to help the people who are still working to pay their federal income tax, call your member of Congress and demand higher income taxes on families making $50,000 a year or less. I'm sure once those families realize what they're getting away with, they'll be fine with it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.